something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
There are several ways that you can get in touch with us, and one of those ways is through the Odyssey app.
Yes.
You can leave us a voice message with the help of the handy microphone icon. Steve Miggs, who has been leaving the VMs lately?
Well, let's check out our first voice message.
This message is for the Daily Miggs Show. A couple days ago, you guys were talking about how you were giving up on the Mariners, and I will be honest, I was one of those that was getting a little upset because I couldn't believe that you guys were really throwing in the towel already. But I'm not going to lie, after last night, 22-0, it's over.
Oh, I mean, the good news is it can't really get much worse, right?
I think we've been saying that quite a bit. And yesterday, I think they said, hold my beer. Yeah, and in yesterday's voice message, remember the guy said this? He said this part.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
I mean, it just keeps getting worse.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had a moment of optimism.
Uh-oh.
I was in the other room during Beat Migs with Dayton. As we were both venting about the Mariners, something hit me. This is the rock bottom moment.
Oh, this is it.
This is the moment where everything turns around.
We snap out of it.
This is the moment that the team has a meeting, players only, and they talk about how much they suck and how they have to turn around because they've been letting down the city of Seattle. Today, it all changes. That was rock bottom. And now, when we celebrate the World Series win that is going to happen at the end of this year, we will look back on yesterday's 22-0 loss as the reason why your Seattle Mariners became an unstoppable force.
Steve, I would like to congratulate you. You are officially the most optimistic Seattle sports fan of all time.
Now, my brain, though, is thinking this.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
So I don't know which one to listen to, either my brain or my heart. I think both are wrong.
Hey, we got a lot of baseball left to play this season, guys.
There are only four games out. The Houston Astros have been sucking.
Keep your chin up.
That's right. Watch today. They end up winning 1-0. It's going to be like the most ridiculous like yin and yang from yesterday's game. Or the bats are alive today.
I hope so.
What if we win 23-0 today?
That'd be amazing.
All right, let's check out our next voice message. Now we're just making up fairy tales.
Watching Hard Knocks. Migs, did you hear that? Did you see that? Ernest Jones confirmed WWE fan. Here comes the money. Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar, dollar.
Then you have no idea what the hell's going on.
What does that part mean?
Okay, you were watching Hard Knocks yesterday.
Yeah.
There was a great moment when Devin Witherspoon, they announced that he just signed that big deal. He's getting paid a ridiculous amount of money. He goes into the locker room and everybody's celebrating. And did you see Ernest Jones? He had a boombox in his hand
with
his phone, like a Bluetooth kind of a thing going on. And he played a certain song here. That is the theme song for Shane McMahon from the WWE.
That's his walk-up song?
Here comes the money. Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Oh, wow. I did not pick up on that, but thank you for informing me.
I saw a lot of my wrestling nerd friends also going, Ernest Jones clearly loves the WWE. But he's been at WWE shows. He's even joked about how when he's done wrestling, I mean, done playing football, he wants to get into the world of wrestling.
Oh, my gosh.
Which makes me love him even more.
That is awesome.
All right, we got time for one more. Let's check it out.
Hey, guys, I'm calling the morning show. And you guys had a question about rock bands or whatever you've seen before they were famous. And I saw Guns N' Roses open up for The Cult at the Paramount.
Okay.
Dude!
I'm officially jealous.
That is insane. I wish I could time travel.
That is one of the bands. Like Kiss in the 70s, when they first started, I would want to see live. And then Guns N' Roses in like the late 80s.
Oh my
when
gosh.
They, like, you know, when there's like a video of them playing at like the Ritz or something like that in LA. And it's like right when Appetite came out.
It's like just getting ready to explode.
Oh my goodness.
And wow. What a show. They came out blazing. Axl Rose he started yelling at us. Seattle sucks, and you don't know what good music is. It was wild, dude. But anyways, that's my Guns N' Roses opening for The Cult. How crazy. Early 80s, mid 80s, whatever it was. I don't even remember. I seriously don't remember the 80s. Anyways, y'all have a great day.
Remember that show was great, though.
Oh, that is a great voice message.
So
right
lucky.
There. Right?
Oh, it's not fair sometimes.
Well, which band, if you could go time machine, see back in their early days, who would it be?
Oh, you know what? I would want to go back and see David Bowie.
Oh, like Ziggy Stardust era?
Yeah, I would love to see like earlier David Bowie. What is it for you?
I mean, Kiss. Without a doubt.
That's the one.
Kiss, or I mean, even like seeing some of the footage of Pearl Jam when they played the Off Ramp, which is now El Corazon, like on that first show. That would have been pretty cool.
When they were still Mookie Blaylock.
Right. And like everyone was there because they're just like, oh, you know, we heard the Mother Love Bone guy. So that would have been pretty awesome.
Oh, definitely.
How about you, Danny?
Probably Green Day. I want to see them like in their like Billy Joe's Crazy on whatever era where he's like falling on the stage and humping the stage, and like young Green Day would just be so much fun to go watch.
Oh, what's that club in the Bay Area, like Gilman Street?
Gilman Street, yeah.
That play. I mean, I have some like way back in the day, I had a VHS tape of one of their shows from there, yeah. And I remember thinking like that when he had dreadlocks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going to a show with him to see like Operation Ivy back then. Yep. Like that would be so cool to see.
Oh, someone just texted in about my optimism with the Mariners.
Uh-oh.
Steve, shut up already. The Mariners suck ass. The season's been over for a long time.
Yeah.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
I mean, no lies detected.
Not wrong.
No. The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.